好，弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
亲爱的天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you thanks.
感谢你召聚你的儿女弟兄姐妹，能够在一起同心合意来敬拜你。
We thank you for have gathered your children here to worship you.
主，今天也是我们新年的第二个星期，主，我就求主你真的赐下你的平安，赐下你的旨意。
Today is the second Lord's Day in the new year. We ask the Lord to grant us your will and your grace.
让我们弟兄姐妹能够立定心志，能够在新的一年更爱你，更能够愿意遵行你的旨意。
So that we can make our decision, make our heart steadfast to follow you and to obey your command.
让我们能够有一颗真的是依靠你的心，因为我们知道除了你以外，我们什么也做不了。
Give us a heart that only trusts you, because beside you we cannot do anything.
主，此时可以就求主你真的让我们放下一切的馋累，让我们全心能够来敬拜主。
And help us to lay down everything else that so that we can wholeheartedly worship you.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们有时候人们经常喜欢问一些有关最大的问题，什么样的东西最大？
Oftentimes people like to ask the questions of what is the greatest.
比方说世界上在世界历史上最大的帝国是哪一个？
For example, what is the greatest nation in the world?
那么是亚述帝国还是罗马帝国还是别的帝国？
It's the Syrian Empire or it's the Roman Empire.
那么最伟大的帝王又是谁？
Who is the greatest king in the history?
那么是中国的秦始皇还是罗马的凯撒奥古斯都？
If it's the Emperor in Qin Dynasty in China, or it's the Augustine that in Rome.
也有时候问美国最伟大的总统是谁？
Or who is the greatest president?
那么是华盛顿还是林肯还是特朗普？
It's Mr. George Washington or Abraham Lincoln or Mr. Trump.
那么最还有的小孩子喜欢这个体育的，那么有时候问，那么最伟大的篮球明星又是谁？
And some kids they like basketball. They will ask who is the greatest basketball player.
那么是迈克尔·乔丹还是这个 LeBron James？
It's Michael Jordan or LeBron James.
那么诸如此类的问题其实还有很多很多。
There's many questions like that.
那么这类问题并不是我们现代人才会问，其实早在主耶稣时代，那么一位犹太的领袖就问过主耶稣类似的问题。
It's not a question only to the modern day people like us, but also in the long history that during New Testament time that people often ask Jesus this question.
那么他的问题基本上就是说，那么什么诫命中哪条是最大的？
And the question is like, what is the greatest commandment in all the commandment?
那么主耶稣呢，给了他明确的答案。
And Jesus gave them the concrete answer.
那么这也是我们今天信息中告诉我们的一个真理。
And this is also the truth that for today's sermon.
那么就是神的子民当全身心的爱独一的神，同时也应当爱人如己。
And that is the people of God should love the Lord, your God, with all your body and souls. And meanwhile, we should love our neighbors as ourselves.
那我想分为三个部分来跟大家分享。
And I want to illustrate this in three points.
那么第一点就是主耶稣他宣告了最大的诫命。
So first is the Lord Jesus declared the greatest commandment.
那么第二点就是文士他认同主耶稣所宣告的最大的诫命。
And second is the scribes that they agreed that Jesus is greatest commandment.
那么最后一点想跟大家讲，那么人靠自己的聪明是不可能进神的国。
And the final point is that people depend on their own wisdom, they cannot enter the kingdom of God.
那我们先看第一点，就是主耶稣宣告 最大的诫命，这在第二十八到三十一节。
So first, let us take a look at the first point. It's from the verse 28 to 31.
我们先看第二十八节，他说有一个文士听见他们辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好，就问他说：“诫命中哪条是第一要紧的？”
Verse 28. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?"
那么很明显，前面主耶稣和一些犹太教的领袖辩论有关这些他行事的权柄，还有该不该给凯撒纳税，还有这个将来有没有复活的问题，说明这个文士他是都听到了。
So obviously that the scribe have heard that Jesus was debating with the people that if they should pay taxes to Caesar or if there's a resurrection and questions like that.
他佩服主耶稣的回答，知道这位夫子的智慧高过那些犹太教的领袖。
He admires that the greatness of Jesus Christ, and he considered him as the greatest teacher among the Jews.
于是就来请教主耶稣另一个问题，就是诫命中哪条是最重要的，或者哪条是最大的。
So he posed another question that what is the most important in the commandments?
那么这里的诫命，首先它不单是指的十诫。
So here the commandment is not only limited to the Ten Commandments.
那么按照犹太教拉比他们的这个统计，他们从摩西五经中一共找到613条诫命。
So according to the record from the Jewish rabbi, that they have found that there's over 613 commandments in the for the Jews.
那么其中248条呢，是神告诉他们的百姓当该做什么的。
And among them, that 248 is God tells the Israelite people what they should do.
那么有365条呢，是神禁止他的百姓不可以做的。
And 365 of them that God tells them what are the things that forbidden from them to do.
那么这么多的这个诫命，那么如果都记住，也实在是不容易的。
So such amount, so many commandments that for them to remember, it's not an easy thing.
所以这位文士呢，就来请教主耶稣，想知道哪一条诫命是最大的。
So the scribes that they came to, he came to Jesus and asked Jesus, "What is the most important?"
其实主耶稣呢，在圣经中，在跟门徒或者别人的这些谈话中，也提到过有关诫命有轻重的不同。
So Jesus, when he was talking, teaching the Jews, that he already mentioned that there's the priorities in those commandments.
那么在马太福音23章23节，主耶稣这样讲道，他说：“你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。”因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一，那律法上更重要的事就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。这更重的是你们当行的，那也是你们不可不行的。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 23, Jesus said, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and the Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former."
那么这里主耶稣呢，他是在批评这些假冒伪善的法利赛人。
Here Jesus is criticizing the Pharisees, say them hypocrites.
他们做了律法中有关十一奉献的教导。
They have done the teachings from the law that they should give tithe.
而忽略了有关公义、怜悯和信实的律法。
But they neglected the justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
本来他们两者都当行。
They should do all of them.
但法利赛人呢，只做了前者，而忽略而不去做后者。
But the Pharisees only did the former neglected the latter.
那么主耶稣这里说，有关公义、怜悯、信实的律法是更重的。
But Jesus here emphasized that the law regarding justice, mercy, and faithfulness are more important.
但是他的意思并不是说十一奉献你们就不要做了，不需要去遵行。
But he's not saying that you should over neglect the give tithes.
他的意思是有关公义、怜悯、信实的律法是更重要，是最基本的。
But he's basically saying that justice, mercy, and faithfulness of the law is more basic and important.
而其他的律法都是基于这个基础来建立的。
And all the other laws are based on the foundation of these laws.
所以如果人们去行了这个最基本的律法，那么他们也一定会根据前面的律法去行别的，去别的神的教导。
If people are fulfilled, do according to the, all the basics, then they will do the things that are based on those basic laws.
我们看看主耶稣他怎么回应的。
Let us take a look how Jesus responded.
那么这是29-31节，他这里说，耶稣回答说，第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听，主我们神是独一的主。你们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。其次就是说，要爱人如己。再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
So Jesus now gave them the fundamental commandments, verse 29-30. The most important one, answered Jesus, is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength.
那么本来呢，这里我们看到文士是请求主耶稣给他一条最大的诫命。
And basically, the scribe was asking Jesus to give him the most important one.
然而我们看到主耶稣就给了他两条诫命。
But Jesus gave him two commandments.
说明这两条诫命它是不可分隔、紧密联系的。那么他们这两条诫命其实一条诫命的，我们可以理解为两个方面。
So that tells us these two commandments are not separable. They are connected to each other. It's both equal important.
那么主耶稣所给的第一条这个最重要的诫命，是让犹太人最熟悉的两节，来自摩西五经的经文。
So these two commandments is from the book of Moses that.
那么这两句经文呢，它是在来自《生命记》6-5节。
So it's taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4 to 5.
那么他这说，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
那么这节经文呢，用中文我或者英文我们看不出来，但是在希伯来语的圣经中，这两节经文的第一个词读作 Shema。
So in the either in English or Chinese translation, it's hard to distinguish the first word here that is Shema.
那么它就是我们所听的意思。
In Hebrew, that is Shema, that is listen, pay attention.
所以所有的犹太人他们就称这两节经文就叫做 Shema。
So the Israelites call these two verses Shema.
所以你跟以色列人一说 Shema， 他们马上就知道是指《生命记》6-5节。
So when you mention this to Israelites, and they will realize that this Shema means these two verses from Deuteronomy.
那么这条诫命的第一部分呢，是说耶和华我们神是独一的主。
So the first part of this commandment is.Telling the Israelites that the Lord your God is one.
那么这一条，那么这一个前面第一部分呢，其实它并不是一个命令，而是一个介绍性的陈述，肯定陈述。
So the first part is not a command, but it's an introduction.
那么他首先让以色列人知道他们的神是独一的神，没有别神。
So he told the Israelites their God is the only true God. No, there's no other God.
而主耶稣在宣告这第一条诫命最大的诫命之后，他加了敬意这一条。
And when Jesus asked, proclaimed this greatest commandment, he added another one.
那么因为在 原文里面，刚才我们看到在这个生命记里面，他没有敬意。
没有什么？
敬意，就敬意这条。
Oh, so in the original Hebrew version, that there's no command that with all your mind.
所以呢，在主耶稣给出的最大诫命的这一第一条中，那么他要说爱神呢，要包括四个要素。
So Jesus here tells us that when we say love our Lord, there's four conditions.
那么这个四个要素就是尽心、尽性、尽意，还有尽力。
And it's with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.
这里的心呢，是我们思想和情感的中心。
So here the heart is the center for our emotion.
而性呢，是指一个人的欲望和感觉的来源。
And it's the source for our will and our senses.
而这里的这个意呢，是指人的思维能力。
And the mind is our ability to think.
那么这一块的力呢，就是指人的体力。
And the strength is for our physical strength.
所以四个要素放在一起，那就是指神的百姓要用全身心来爱他独一的神。
So these four categories put together, that is, we love our Lord with all our with all ourselves.
那么这个命令呢，要人知道，神不是某位抽象的事物。
So this commandment tells us God is not just an abstract God.
而是像人一样，有思想，有情感，有理智。
He's just like a human that has emotions and mind and souls.
因为人他是按神的形象被造的。
Because God, man are created in God's image.
那么我们神让我们去爱神，那么我们爱神到底有什么表现？
So God commanded us to love him. So what can we do to love him?
那么爱神的人，他一定会渴慕，常常跟神在一起，亲近神。
So the one that loves God, that they're thirst to seek God and get close to God.
那么透过这些，我们也可以考察一下我们自己，我们是不是爱神。
So we can examine ourselves if we love God like that.
那我们要想亲近神的方式很多，那也就读经、祷告，那么灵修等等，参加主日的敬拜，还有这些查经等等这些各样的属灵的生活。
So get close to God, that include that we read Bible and pray, and also worship and devotion and have fellowship. All this that indicates that we can get close to God.
那么我们爱神也一定会遵行他的命令。
So if we love God, we will obey God's command.
那么主耶稣宣告的最大诫命中的第二条是来自利未记十九章十八节。
So the second commandment is taken from the book of Leviticus.
那么这里说，不可报仇，也不可埋怨你本国的子民，却要爱人如己。我是耶和华。
So from verse 18.Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.
那么这里爱人，它的本意就是爱你的邻舍。
So here, love your love people means that love the neighbors.
那么邻舍呢，是指所有我们周围的人，还有我们碰到的人。
So the neighbors include all the people around us.
那么主耶稣先告诉我们要用全身心的爱神。
So first, Jesus tells us that we should love the Lord wholeheartedly.
那么接着又告诉我们要爱人如己。
And next, he tells us to love our neighbors as ourselves.
因为爱神呢，是通过爱人来体现的。
Because you demonstrate your love to God through loving people.
那么像约翰一书四章十九到二十节告诉我们，他说我们爱，因为神先爱了我们。人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的，不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
So it is said in 1 John chapter 4 verse 19, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says I love God, yet he is his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen.
那么也就是我们爱神，那么是因为神先爱了我们，那么他派他的独生爱子在我们还是罪人的时候就我们死在了十字架上，那么赎买了我们的，成为他的儿女。
So we love God because God first loved us, and He gave us His only begotten Son, died for us, gave us salvation.
那至于我们爱神，我们才愿意爱我们周围的人，爱我们的邻舍。
Because we love God, so that we willingly to love the neighbors, the people around us.
那么到底什么叫爱我们的邻舍？
So what is to love your neighbors?
那么圣经上最明显的一故事就是好撒玛利亚人的故事，我想大家都知道。
So the most famous story is the Samaritan story.
那么我们爱周围的人，爱我们的邻舍呢？我们可以用言语，因为透过我们的言语去表达我们的爱。
So when we love our neighbors, we can through our speaking to show our love.
前两天听了一个见证，他说有一个美国的青年人，他叫 Tom。
And I heard a testimony. There's a young man called Tom in America.
那么他跟他，他从小到他上大学，跟他的父母亲就是关系非常不好。
So he has a very rough relationship with his parents from his childhood to his college, even to his college year.
特别是跟他的父亲关系就像是陌生人一样。
Especially with his father, just the relationship is like strangers.
那么当他在上大学的时候呢，他参加了一个学生的团契。
So when he was at the college, he attended a fellowship there.
那么在学生团契中，有一天晚上呢，这个带领者就跟他们讲，说是你们有没有真正的爱过一个人，或者别人有没有被别人真正的爱过？
So the one night, the leader of the fellowship asked one question: Have you ever truly loved another one or loved by someone?
那么也告诉他们说，如果我们真的在世上活了一生，如果没有真正的爱过一个人，或者没有被人爱，那么我们的生命真的就是白活了。
So if you live in this world all your life, but do not have anyone to love or nobody loves you, that it's a life that's so wasteful.
那么这小孩子呢，他真的是听进这句话去了。
So this young man that heard this.
那么当他在假期这个之后呢，他就回到了家中。
So during the summertime that he went home.
他回家的时候呢，是他的父亲呢正在桌子旁边读着一张报纸。
So his father was sitting by the table and read a newspaper.
所以他进来的时候就跟他爸爸说，他说爸爸。
So when he entered the home, he called his father.
他爸爸也不抬头，因为他们之间就是很那啥，所以呢，他爸爸也不抬头，继续看他的报纸。
His father not even lift his head and continued to read his newspaper.
当他站在爸爸的跟前，他又说了一句话，说爸爸，说我爱你。
But he stand by his father and told his father, Dad, I love you.
这个老父亲站起来，就把报纸掉在了地上，而抱头大哭。
And his father got up and dropped his newspaper and he cried bitterly.
我不知道我们当中的父母亲有多少人听过你的儿女跟你说，爸爸妈妈，我爱你。
I don't know if how many of you that your children often tell you that dad or mom, I love you.
其实虽然这个是很简单的事情，但是真的是我们能用语言很容易表达的，但是真的你如果没有这种的真正的爱，人也难以表达出来。
So this seems a very simple thing, but without express yourself with these words, that it's hard to let people know that you truly love them.
那么我们爱呢，不但从言语中可以表达，我们更多的可以从我们的行为中来表达。
So we not only that express our love through our speaking, we also can show our love through our action.
那么也是前几天我也听了一个弟兄的见证。
So I heard another testimony from a brother.
那么这位弟兄呢，他是在加拿大，在加拿大的一个过去十多年前的一位留学生。
So he is a student in Canada over 10 years ago.
那么是在这个他们大学的附近呢，有一位加拿大人，他们就开了一个查经班。
So there's a Canadian that opened a Bible study class there.
他们就是要就找这些刚来加拿大留学的这些中国学生家庭。
So,They're opened the class that for the student that come from China, just came from China to study there.
好多学生呢，就是为了来这儿学英语，也就参加这个查经班。
So many students that in order to study English, that for the that motivation, they came to this Bible study class.
而这位加拿大弟兄呢，因为十多年前了，很多中国留学生也没钱来了，根本买不起车。
So the students from China, they're really poor that they couldn't afford to buy a car.
而这位弟兄呢，他所有的中国人只要是有亲人来，或者是接送飞机，他就是谁，只要他在的话，他从来没有拒绝过。
So this brother that whenever that the students parents relatives came from China need a ride or any other things that need help, he always offered.
而有的中国人呢，就是为了这些想利用这个弟兄，他们就好像来这儿参加几次查经。
So many students that in order to use him to come to his class.
哎，来个这么三四次呢，就跟这弟兄说，哎呀，我有个什么亲人，什么什么要什么时候来，请你接一下飞机。
So after they came for several times, and they asked the Canadian brother that I have a relative came from China, I need you to offer a ride for them.
啊，只要这个说是把这个亲人接来了。他说他再多不待一天一次，他马上就从这个查经班消失了。
So after they get the work done that they stop coming to the Bible class.
就类似的事呢是很许许多多。
And
这种时候
，Yeah, there's many things that similar to this.
那么讲见证的这位弟兄呢，就他也参加这个查经班，他虽然没信任，他就实在看不下去了。
So the one that gave tell me this testimony that is also one of the student. Then he's it's very hard for him to continue to watch this.
他就跟这位加拿大弟兄说：“说你咋这么傻了
？”So he told that Canadian brother, "Why are you so silly?"
说你这么多的人，你看不见吗？来几次查来先跟你先套近关系，哎，来了只要你把给他们接回飞机了，他们马上就没影了。
Don't you realize that all those students that they just use you after they finish the using you, then they're no longer here.
所以这位弟兄呢，他以为给这个加拿大的弟兄讲完这个事儿呢，他以为他会很伤害、很生气。
So he this after he told this Canadian brother, then he thought he will be really angry about this.
但是这位加拿大弟兄没一点没生气，一点没有。受到伤害，他说：“这不就是耶稣基督让我做的吗
？”But this Canadian brother, he didn't feel any angry or regret, but he just said that is that what the saint that Jesus Christ want me to do?
而讲见证的这位弟兄，他也是告诉说，他被这件事情真的触动很大，当时他根本就不愿意来这查经班来。
So, but this brother gave the testimony. He was really shocked by this, so he doesn't want to come to the class anymore.
所以他继续来这个查经班。那么很好，感谢主，他现在是已经是加拿大一个中国教会的牧师。
Oh, so he actually was moved by this story, and he continued to come to the Bible study class. And later on, he believed and became a pastor.
那么主耶稣呢，他是把这两条诫命，一个是爱神，一个是爱人如己，放在一起，成为一个这条最大的诫命。
So Jesus Christ put this the two commandments, love God and love neighbors together to combine them as one commandment.
那么爱神呢，它体现一个人与神的关系。
So love God testifies that your relationship with God.
爱人呢，体现一个人与神与人人的关系。
And love people that demonstrate that your relationship with others.
其实这我们要看了十诫里面，这其实这也是十诫里面的两部分。
So this is also very closely related to the Ten Commandments.
那么十诫它的前四诫其实讲的是神人与神的关系。
So in the Ten Commandments, the first four commandments tells us the relationship with God.
那么其余的六诫呢，是在讲人与人之间的关系。
The other six tells us the relationship with people.
也就是如果我们要顺服全身心的来爱神的这个诫命，那我们必然也去愿意去遵行爱人如己的这条诫命。
If we want to obey the Ten Commandments, we also need to obey these two commandments from Jesus.
因为我们如果全身心的爱神，我们也必定会遵行他一切的诫命。
So if we love the Lord wholeheartedly, we will obey all the commandments.
所以主耶稣呢是在宣告完这两条诫命的时候，又说再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
So Jesus, after he gave the proclamation of these two commandments, he said, "There's no commandment greater than this."
那么前面我们说到说犹太拉比呢，他们在摩西五经中找到613条诫命。
So before I mentioned that the rabbis of the Jews that they find out that there's 613 commandments in the Old Testament.
那么现在主耶稣从其中提出最大的两条诫命。
But now Jesus point out that two greatest the commandment.
那么他并不是说遵循了这两条最大的诫命，那611条就不需要遵守。
He's not saying that you only need to obey these two commandments and overlook the over 600 commandments mentioned before.
他是乃是告诉我们这两条最大的诫命的设立，就是这611条别的诫命的设立，就是基于这两条最大诫命作为基础。
So he's basically telling that over 600 commandments is based on these two commandments, greatest commandment.
他把所有的诫命概括为两条，也表明主耶稣来是要不是要废除律法。
So he put all the commandments and into these two commandments that saying Jesus came here is not trying to abolish the law.
他来是要成全律法。
So he came to fulfill the law.
我们再看一下文士对耶稣的反应。
So now let us take a look how the scribes react to Jesus.
那么这就是我们今天要分享的第二点，就是文士他是认同主耶稣所宣告的最大的诫命，就是在第32节到33节。
That's our second point, that the scribes endorsed the two greatest commandments from Jesus.
我们看这两节经文写，第32节他说那文士对耶稣说：“夫子说神是一位，实在不错。除了他以外，再没有别的神，并且尽心、尽智、尽力爱他，又爱人如己，就比一切燔祭和各样祭祀好得多。”
Verse 32. Well said, teacher. The man replied, "You are right in saying that God is one, and there is no other but Him. To love Him with all your heart and with all your understanding and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices."
那么我们知道文士他是熟读摩西五经。
We know that scribes that they are very familiar with the Moses' law.
所以这位文士呢，他首先就用一种赞许的态度，完全接受主耶稣对神独一性的宣告。
So this scribe that he totally agreed that with Jesus that God is the only true God.
然后他也是重复了主耶稣宣告的两条最大的诫命。
And he also repeated the two greatest commandments from Jesus.
那么为了表明他对最大诫命的认同和理解。
In order to demonstrate that his understanding and agreement with the two greatest commandments.
我们这里发现他把尽心跟尽意这两条合在了一起，用尽智来取代了。
And we find out that he put with all your soul and with all your mind together into one and with all your understanding.
也就是说，要同时用我们的感性和理性，我们去感受神的爱，去爱神。
So that is saying that we should love our Lord with all our mind and with all our emotion.
他也同时呢对最大的诫命加上了他自己的判断。
And also he gave the analysis of the this command from his own understanding.
那么他说，全身心的爱神和爱我们周围的邻舍，那么比献祭还各样的祭物更好。
And he said that it's more important to love our God and our neighbor than give burnt offerings and sacrifices.
那么文士明白，真正对独一真神的信仰是能改变生命的信仰。
And this scribe understand that the belief to the God is the one that can change people.
可以把自私自利、自我为中心的人列为一个爱神和爱人如己的人。
So it can change people from their self-centeredness to love God and love neighbor.
那么人如果不服从神的诫命，不去这个全身心的爱神和爱人如己。
So if people do not obey God's command, not love God and love neighbor.
那么他行任何的宗教仪式，他是毫无意义的。
And there's meaningless if they perform any religious duty.
我们还记得，当以色列王扫罗他违背神的诫命而私自献祭的时候，那么先知呢在撒母耳记上15-22这样讲。
So we remember that King Saul, when he disobeyed God's law and offered sacrifices by himself, that it's disobeying God, and it's recorded in the First Samuel.
那么撒母耳这样对扫罗讲，他说：“耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。”
So Samuel said, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams."
那我们下面看了主耶稣宣告了最大的诫命，文士也完全认同了最大的诫命。我们看主耶稣对文士又有何回应？
So after Jesus gave the two greatest commandments, and the scribes agreed with those two commandments, so what is the afterwards?
那么这就是我们的最后一条，那么也是最后一节，那么就是告诉我们呢，人靠自己的聪明是不能进神的国的。
So that is, people cannot enter into the kingdom of God by their own understanding.
那么34节说，耶稣借他回答的有智慧，就对他说，你离神的国不远了。从此以后，没有人敢再问他什么。
Verse 34, when Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And from then on, no one dared ask him any more questions.
那么这位文士呢？他看上去是很聪明，不但熟悉摩西五经，那么主耶稣对他讲的这些诫命，他似乎也明白。
So this scribe seems very smart. He's not only familiar with the five books of Moses, he's also very familiar with the commandments.
然而主耶稣没有对他说，你已经在神的国了。
And but Jesus didn't say, now you are already in the kingdom of God.
而是说，你离神的国不远了。
And he said, you are not far from the kingdom of God.
当然我们知道这句话的意思是什么，说他根本现在还不在神的国中。
So we know that indicates that he's not in the kingdom of God now.
那么主耶稣呢，借他回答的有智慧，并不是因为他知道了主耶稣向他宣告的明白了两条最大的诫命。
So Jesus knows he has some understanding, not because he gave the answers to those commandments.
而是他通过最大的诫命明白了爱神和爱人比守任何的这个礼仪律法好得多。
On the other hand, he understands that this scribe that knows that love God and neighbors is more important than give all those offerings and sacrifices.
那么主耶稣说他离神的国不远了。
So Jesus said, "You are not far from God's kingdom."
那么我们怎么来理解？
how we understand this?
那么一方面是因为他知道一些神国的真理。
So one hand that on the one hand he knows some truths of God's kingdom.
二是因为他此时就站在把神的国带到地上的这位造物主的面前。
And the other hand is this scribe stand before the Lord that who is bring the kingdom of God to earth.
所以呢，主耶稣曾经在地上跟很多人教导过真理，但是很多人也跟随过他，但是并不是这些人都能在神的国。
So when Jesus was on earth, he preached and taught to many, but some of them followed him and listened to his teaching. Doesn't mean they are all in the kingdom of God.
Because 他们都是真的是已经离神，好像离神国不远了。但是呢，至于他进不进神的国，不是在看他有没有真的是在表面上跟随主。
So, it seems that they are not far from the kingdom of God, but one in the kingdom of God does not mean that you listen to the teaching and the preaching.
对，我的意思是说，他是不是在那些跟随主的那些人群中？更重要的是，他真正的有没有真的是愿意按主的教导去行？
Not just become a follower in the crowd and follows Jesus, but actually that they, if they really obeys Jesus and follows him.
所以这里我们就看到，这位文士虽然知道并且懂得摩西五经。
So we know that this scribe that knows the five books of Moses and understands the commandments.
也明白主耶稣关于最大诫命的教导。
And also understand the teachings regarding to the Ten Commandments, two greatest commandments from Jesus.
然而这并不能保证他能凭他的知识和聪明能够进入神的国。
But it's not like based on his knowledge and understanding that he can enter the kingdom of God.
那么约翰福音十三章十七节这样告诉我们，他说：“你们既知道这事。”若去行就有福了。
So in the
约翰福音十三章
in the book of John that chapter 13 verse 17 says, "Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them."
然而我们完全败坏的罪人，靠我们自己，我们根本没有能力按主的教导去行。
But for the totally depraved sinner like us, trust ourselves that we cannot do these things.
但凭我们自己的己意去守一些规条是不能进神的国的。
To obey some of the commandments based on our own will, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
所以只有靠着神所赐的恩典和主耶稣有美好的关系。
Only by the grace of God, and we have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
一个人才会有真正的新的生命。
And one can have the true new life.
也才能进神的国。
And one can enter into the kingdom of God.
也才会因为爱神而去爱人。
So that we love God and we love our neighbors.
也因为爱神，才愿意去听了神的话就去遵行。
Because we love God, so when we hear God's word, we want to obey.
那么我们今天呢，通过主耶稣回答关于文士的，关于这个文士提出的那什么是最大的诫命的问题。
Through today's question that from the scribes, what is the greatest commandment?
那我们看到神国的子民要用全身心，并且也要去爱神，并且要去爱我们的邻舍。
We know that God's people that will love God wholeheartedly and also love our neighbors.
只有靠着神的恩典，因为有了神所赐的能新的生命和信心。
Only by the grace of God and also the new life that God gave to us.
人才会知罪悔改，才会用感恩和喜乐的心去遵行神的旨意。
We can only confess our sin and repent and have a peace and joyful heart to obey.
让我们一起来思想下面几点应用。
Let us consider these applications.
那么主耶稣呢，给我们的最大诫命是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主我们的神。
And the Lord Jesus gave us the greatest command is love your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength.
同时也要爱我们的邻舍。
And also love our neighbors.
让我们都一起来想一想。
Let us think about it.
如果我们坚信我们已经得到了救恩。
If we believe that we have the assurance of salvation.
我们是这样全身的爱神了吗？
Do we love our God wholeheartedly?
如果我们的良心告诉我们，我们是这样爱神了。
If our conscience tells us that we indeed love God this way，
我们也继续要问我们自己，那我这样爱神体现在哪里呢？
Then we need to continue ask ourselves what is the demonstration that we truly love God。
如果我们这样去爱神，我们一定也会爱我们的邻舍。
If we truly love our God, we will truly love our neighbors.
那我们这里有夫妻，有儿女，也有我们组内的弟兄姐妹。
And here we have a couple, husband, wife, and children, and also brothers, sisters in the Lord.
那我们都可以问我们自己，我有没有爱我的妻子？我有没有爱我的丈夫？就像爱我自己一样。
And we can ask ourselves, do I love my husband or my wife like myself?
那我们做儿女的，我们也问一问自己，我有没有爱我们的父母亲？
And for children, that we can ask ourselves, do we love our parents?
我有没有敬重他们？
Do I honor them?
那么组内的弟兄姐妹，我们有没有我们彼此相爱？
And the brothers, sisters in the Lord, do we love one another?
我们有没有彼此的宽容，彼此的饶恕？
Do we forgive and forbear each other?
我们有没有为一些小的事情斤斤计较？
And do we hold grudges against each other over some small matters?
那么第二点呢，我们从文士的身上也应该学习到一些东西。
So second, we need to learn something from the scribe.
就是我们应该经常的去审查我们自己。
We often need to examine ourselves.
我现在离神的国不远了，还是已经在神的国中？
Am I not far from the kingdom of God, or I already in the kingdom of God?
我们很可能对圣经、对神或者对我们罪人的本性有一些知识上的认识和明白。
Maybe I have some knowledge regarding God or self.
然而这不是最重要的，最重要的是真正神所赐的新的生命。
But that's not the most important. But the most important is the new life that God gave to us.
那么真正我们心里面有没有基督，那么有没有真正的生命，这是最重要的事情。
So do I have a Jesus Christ in my heart, and do I have the new life from Him?
那么我们也是不是和基督耶稣有美好的关系？
Do I have a good relationship with Jesus Christ?
那么上个月呢，我们几个家庭呢去参加这个福音大会。
So last month that several families we went to the evangelical meeting in Chicago.
那么在三一神，那么有一位讲员，他是三一神学院的 D.A. Carson 博士。
So one of the preacher is from the Trinity Seminary called Carson.
那么他在一次信息中讲提到。
And he mentioned in his message.
他说他们神学院的一位已经去世的老教授经常告诫他的学生和同事。
So one of his the professor in that seminary often told his student.
他告诉他们这样一句话。
And he told them this.
我先请杨涛姐妹把这个英文翻译一下，说一下。
You are not what you think you are, but you are what you think.
所以这句话呢是什么意思呢？ You are not what you think you are, but you are what you think. 这句话的意思呢是告诉我们，你所认为的你自己并不是你真正的自己。那么你心里常想什么，其实你就是什么。 那么也就是说，我们对自己呢，常常会有一些不对的、不正确的判断。
So that tells us, oftentimes that we have a misjudgment of ourselves.
那么我们一定要记住，我们一个人经常来教会，不能证明我们就得救了。
So we need to know this, that we often come to church does not mean that I'm saved.
那么我经常我那么我们受了洗，不一定就证明我们得救了。
And I was baptized doesn't mean that I'm saved.
那么参加教会各样的服事，也不能证明我们就在神的国中。
I often attend the service, serve in the church does not mean I'm saved.
哪怕你是教会的牧师，你是教会的传道人，这都不能证明你是一个得救的人。
Even if you are a minister or pastor of the church, it does not mean you are saved.
那么能不能是不是得救，最重要的就是你的生命是不是有改变。
So the most important is that if your life is transformed or not.
那我刚才听完这个 Carson 博士的这句话呢，我也回去思想了好多。
So after I heard the preaching from Pastor Carson.
那么我们常常其实是说舍己，其实舍己呢，我们常常用错了。我们往往是把眼睛不把盯在自己的身上，而舍己，而只是盯在别人的身上，看别人的缺点。
So the Bible said, "Deny yourself." Oftentimes, I misunderstand that. Deny myself is I do not look at myself, but look at others.
那么凭我自己来想的话，我往往以为我自己还是一好像是一个柔和的人。
So oftentimes I think I'm a gentle person.
但是我再想过来，我也经常跟妻子跟孩子发脾气。
But if I truly confess myself, I often get angry with my wife and children.
我也常常认为我自己是一个忠心的人。
I often think I'm a faithful person.
但是我也常常回想起来，有很多的时间我没有每时每刻的在想我所做的事情，没有全心的放在教会上，没有全心的放在牧养上。
But I often found that I'm not put a whole heart in the church and in my service.
所以我也有时候觉得我很谦卑。
Oftentimes, I think I'm a humble person.
但是我也知道，好多时候，如果弟兄姐妹或者朋友们给我指出一些介意或者缺陷来，我心里面也有很多有时候不舒服。
And but when brothers or sisters point out some wrongs to me, that I often felt uncomfortable.
但是类似的是，其实这些思考我们还会思想很多很多。
So the things that like this we often happens oftentimes.
那么也真的是新的一年，现在我们真的新的一年刚刚开始了这么两个星期。
So this is the second week of the new year.
也是我们每一个弟兄姐妹能够来到神的面前来，真的是审查自己的一个最好的时候。
So it's the time that every brother and sisters come before the Lord and examine ourselves.
我们看看我们自己。过去属灵的生命如何
？So let us examine our past days of our Christian life.
那我们一年中，我们想有什么改变
？And in this new year, what areas we need to change?
那么我们凭自己，我们真的是不会有什么进步。
Depend on ourselves, we cannot make any progress.
我们真的是需要神所赐我们的信心。
We truly need God to give us the faith.
要常常来到主的面前来，真的是认罪悔改，来审查自己。
And we often need to come before the Lord to examine ourselves, confess our sin, and repent.
我们求神用他的圣灵来引导我们。
And ask the Lord to guide us with His Holy Spirit.
透过他的话语来教导我们。
And teach us through His words.
能够让我们能够全身心的来爱我们的主，也爱我们的邻舍。
So that we can love our God wholeheartedly and also love our neighbors.
能够一生为荣耀他而活。
So that we can live our life, for His glory.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to give thanks to you.
感谢你在我们还是罪人的时候，主你就在耶稣基督里，你拯救了我们。
We thank you have saved us while we're still sinners.
主，让我们每个你的儿女能够在新的一年中，让我们的生命能够继续有长进。
We ask you to help us every brothers and sisters so we can grow spiritually in the new year.
帮助我们常常思想你的最大的诫命，就是让我们爱主，也让我们爱我们周围的邻舍。
So help us to often consider your greatest commandment, that is love you our Lord and also love our neighbors.
让我们真的知道我们这一生乃是为了荣耀你的名而活。
And teach us that to know that our life is to live for your glory.
主，就求主你透过我们每个弟兄姐妹的见证，也能够透过这些你的教会，能够真的是复兴你的教会。
So through our true life testimony that our church will give the testimony for your gospel.
我们就要祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.